Sounds good to me. Now, moving from ears to supernovae, a paper published this week in the Astrophysical Journal suggests that up to 90% of supernova explosions go unseen by the surveys designed to look for them. Now, supernova explosions, of course, happen at the ends of the lives of very massive stars. They happen when these stars run out of fuel, when their cores collapse, when there's a tremendous release of gravitational energy from that gravitational collapse, and that blows off the envelope of these stars with tremendous violence so that they can outshine billions of more normal stars for a period of a couple of weeks. But if you actually go out and look for these events, you find they seem to be quite rare, even though predictions are that they happen every 20 or 30 years in a galaxy like our own Milky Way.
So why are they rare then?
Well, it seems that these events are happening preferentially in areas of the galaxy where we don't have clear lines of sight, because there's a material in space called dust. Now, this is basically soot, which is produced in the envelopes of stars. It's basically soot from the burning process, and it pervades the space around those stars. And if you have too much soot, you would basically have a smoke screen and you can't see through it. So what a team led by Seppo Matilla of the University of Turku has done in a paper in the Astrophysical Journal this week is to look at nearby galaxies using infrared telescopes, which can basically see through these smoke screens of dust, and compare what they saw with what surveys using more conventional telescopes had seen. And what they found was they saw a tremendous number of supernova explosions in these very dusty, sooty parts of the galaxy, where you wouldn't be able to see those supernova explosions with optical telescopes. So they think that up to 80 or 90% of the supernovae are happening in these very dense parts of the galaxies where you simply can't see them.
Extraordinary stuff. Dominic, thank you very much.